Tuesday.
Boy, did you rebound from yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Yesterday, we had some issues with the transferring.
There was one issue.
There was one issue. But today, wow.
All I have to say
that
to you
was
is
Hall of Fame.
Babu, babu, babu.
Babu, babu, babu.
I don't understand this. This happened to me last night. And before I tell you what happened last night, I need to set it up slightly. On Friday, you and I were at Tree Time, 22102 South Barrington, or
Pepper Road.
Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. So
almost there.
I was almost there. So
we had some issues with that.
At some point, Bobby Slayton made fun of deep dish pizza. Do you remember that?
He made fun of everything about our remote.
Yes, he did. And it was very funny.
He is so funny.
All right, so Bobby Slayton badmouths deep dish pizza, right? And the crowd gasped because you don't do that in Chicago. You don't rip on deep dish pizza, but Bobby Slayton did. Then he went over and tried a bit of it.
Lou Malnati's.
And loved it and came back and said to us, I just want to say the pizza was awesome. I love the pizza. He goes, usually pizza's only good if it's piping hot. But this wasn't as hot, but it was still just as good.
It was pretty hot.
I know it was hot. So I bring this up because last night the game plan was I went and played tennis. And then when I was done, I called a pizza place by us, ordered pizza, and then on my way home, I would pick it up and share it with the family.
You'd share it with the family?
Yeah.
What does a Bill Left get on a pizza? I'm just curious what your order was.
If it was just me, it would be any combination of black olives, onions, and mushrooms.
I like that.
Any combination of that.
No meat.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? A yes or no?
If they have it,
I'll throw
a corn dog on there just for fun.
Black olives, onions, mushrooms.
That's my part of it, yeah.
Okay. So what was last night's? Because you were sharing it.
Last night was that on half, and then what did they want? They wanted cheese. Well, cheese comes on pizza. Yeah,
that's peculiar.
I had to ask them. Do you even sell cheese? And they go, well, we'll go out and we'll get something special for you. I think they just went with basic. Yeah, that's what it was.
Just
it was
cheese?
Half. Yeah,
because I like a good cheese
Reese
pizza.
She doesn't want it anyway. So this is what the guy says to me on the other. As I call up, I tell him what I want. And then he said to me, sir, do you want it hot or piping hot? And I go, well, I don't know, just somewhere between the two, I guess.
Was he being funny?
No, he legitimately wanted to know. And then I said to him, I go, we talked about something else, like how long it would take. And I go, I'm just curious, piping hot is hotter than regular hot, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. And I go,
Wouldn't you want it piping hot?
Yeah. But then, like, I didn't bring this up with him because we weren't there. His job is to just take my order and move on, right? That's all he... So then I'm thinking, what is piping hot exactly? I know it means it's really ultra super hot, but what pipes are they referring to exactly? I don't understand that. I've just always accepted that piping hot... And it's usually... Piping hot is usually used to describe pizza. I can't think of anything else that
you
go... Oh, coffee can also be piping hot?
Anything hot. Soup.
Does it refer to, like, in the old days, like, when you know how you'd go and visit your great aunt, and she lived in an apartment that hadn't been updated since 1943, and the heat came through pipes, and you knew not to touch it? Is that the pipes that they're referring to in piping hot?
I've gone to phrases.org.uk.
Phrases
UK.
That pizza guys say. .com.
What's the meaning of the phrase piping hot? In Scotland, ceremonial dishes...
No, this was here in the U.S. I didn't go to Edinburgh to order pizza.
That's where Dean was. I bet he ordered one there.
He picked it up for me.
It was a plaid pizza. In Scotland, ceremonial dishes of food are often brought to the table to the accompaniment of bagpipes. That is, they are piped in.
Is that what that means? I would not have guessed that.
Well... This could easily be imagined to be the origin of piping hot, but it isn't. Nor does the phrase derive from food being piped aboard ships. Oh. The derivation of this little phrase is the sizzling, whistling sound made by steam escaping from very hot food, which is similar to the sound of high-pitched musical pipes.
Oh, see, now I'm way off on that. I just assumed, you know that like radiator thing that people have in their apartments that in the winter
it's called a radiator. It's not a radiator thing.
So you know if you touch it, you'll burn your hand because it's so hot. I just assumed that that's what piping hot meant. But it was just weird that I had the option. That I don't remember that ever being an option before. You would just order a pizza, and of course they're going to make it hot.
Who's not going to choose the piping? When thrown with the decision, piping hot or hot, who's going to go, I'll just go with hot?
Well, I wondered if it had something to do with, you know how people keep suing McDonald's for, they order a hot coffee, they're given hot coffee, they pour it in their lap, and they scream.
They spill it. They don't pour it in their lap.
But I thought maybe pizza places now, because of that sort of behavior, had to warn people, you might get your pizza hot, but for, you know, if you give us an extra minute, we'll make it so hot that if you spill it in your lap, you'll yell, you'll scream in pain.
I would like the option to get piping hot. I just order a pizza and they're like, pick up or delivery.
Right.
That's all they say.
That's what I was that was the question I was prepared for. But then I got that question and I'm like, oh, I got to think about this. Because then I pictured in my head, you know, within a split second, I'm like, what if I bring home the pizza and my family's like, this pizza isn't piping hot. It's only hot. Go back there. Get yourself a piping hot pizza, you weasel.
Your family would not call you a weasel
for not being able to figure out what kind of pizza to get.
I bet they'd call you other things, but never a weasel.
I don't know.
You can feel, you know,
I don't know,
safely that they'll never do it.
But then my goal was, when I went in there, he told me his name. He told me his name on the phone. I thought Dean Martin was sneaking up on me. I had to look behind me. My goal was to see that same guy and go, I'm just curious, is that a question you ask everybody? And what is, what out of 100% of the people you ask that question of, is it about 50-50? Is it 70-30?
I gotta know now. Let's do our own study. We have a different number here. It's 312-235-2525. Who is not going to choose the piping hot?
But the more you think about it, the more you think, that could be dangerously hot. Like, how much time?
Pizza, and you're bringing it home.
Have you ever? I'm sure at some point you've burned the roof of your mouth on a pizza.
Almost
right?
Every time I have pizza,
because it looks so good.
I can't wait.
It comes to the house. There's no time for it to cool down. You got to pop it in.
And my aunt. Yes, my mom's sister, who has passed away. We ordered a pizza, and the piping hot cheese kind of fell off the pizza and hit her in the chin. She had
That's not what did it. Was it? Please tell me that's not how she died. Thank God.
Death by pizza.
Oh my God.
No, but she had it burned the skin on her chin, because we laughed about it. Because it healed, but we laughed about it for a while, because be like, Aunt, what happened? And she goes, that damn pizza was too hot.
It was piping hot.
It was.
I think this has happened to me at least two or three times, where it's so hot that then the skin the skin on the top of your mouth, like, becomes
blisters.
Yeah, like,
and
blistery.
Then you
gotta
kind of put your thumb up there to
pull it out. That's too hot. That is too hot.
Here's an idea. Why don't you guys, because I say this to my kids to this day. I made Sloppy Joes. I made manwiches the other day.
Yeah.
And if it's the easiest thing on earth, which is why I made it for dinner, but it simmers for like 20 minutes. I was letting it simmer.
Sure.
So it's hot. That is piping hot,
my friend.
That
is too, yeah.
So
yeah,
when you put it on a sesame seed bun and you go to take a bite, every time I make Sloppy Joes, every one of my boys burns themselves.
It just happens every time.
They're like, it's too hot. I'm like, it's been simmering for 20 minutes.
Right.
Of course.
Do they get mad at you?
Yes. I said, here's an idea. Oh. I serve it with a fork. Why don't you have a few of the pieces that fell overboard?
Right.
Or overbun.
Yeah,
use the fork to eat those and like let it sit for a minute.
I remember when I was a kid, my parents teaching me that a lot of the food that we were going to have was going to be hot. So there was a method by which you would pick it up with your fork, you would blow on it, and then you would eat it. I don't remember the last time I blew on food. It's probably been decades since I've had, no matter how hot the food is, I know it's hot.
I just think
it would look, it'd be silly for me, a fairly grown man, to be blowing on food and then eating it.
Well, no, you still don't want to burn your mouth.
I don't want to, but it's better than being ridiculed by other people in the restaurant going, watch this guy just blowing on food. Look at this guy. He's
do it in a restaurant, but I did it at home last week.
You blew on food?
On a Lean Cuisine.
Oh.
It was too hot.
Yeah.
And I was starving, so I blew on it. Granted, no one was there to see it.
Would you have done it if there were people there? You still would have?
You're
better than
I am.
I can't do it.
Instead, burn your mouth and then stick your thumb
rather,
up there.
I'd rather look like a fearless person who's not afraid of any heat in regards to food. Give me the hottest Gino's pizza roll you got. I'll burn my mouth, but I'm not going to blow on it first.
I don't know if Gino's makes them anymore. It's Totino's.
Oh, Totino's. Yeah.
And every time those damn pizza rolls, if you cook them too long, they ooze out of the side
right.
on your cookie sheet, and
right.
then it's ruined.
Yeah.
It's just a shell of a pizza
That's
roll.
That's all it is.
But then if you heat them to just the right temperature before they burst, every stinking time you bite them.
Yeah, they like shoot out.
You know what I do, though? I just take a little bird bite out of the corner of
it. A nibble?
Yes.
Yeah?
So then I rip the corner off, and there's a little area where the steam
escapes. That's
and
how
then
you're supposed to.
I blow on it, and then all of a sudden it's not burning my mouth.
It's back to normal. When I brought the pizza home last night,
Did you choose piping hot or hot? I'm sorry. I don't know if we...
I asked for something in between. I said, give it to... I want it hot. Don't get me wrong. But piping hot might be too much for me. I'm delicate. I said, it might be too much for me. So give me somewhere in the middle. And he laughed. Sense of humor. So, so when I brought it home, I didn't stick around to see, like... I had to take a shower right away because I had just played tennis for a few hours.
You're not going to eat a hot pizza and then take a shower?
I thought it would be better for all parties involved for me to shower first. But then, like, I assumed politeness would be, we'll wait for Dad after a shower. He'll come down and join us, and we'll all have pizza together. But they were almost done by the time I got down there.
I'm surprised there was a piece left for you.
I'm a little shocked myself.
Can I tell you what we actually did? And this is so weird because our families like switched roles.
Hmm.
Jim was coming home from LA on Sunday. He wanted me to pick him up from the airport, and I didn't really want to. It's a Sunday night. Mm. Got to do things around the house. Mm. I would have to put the puppy in the crate.
Mm.
I'm just like, come on, can you just cab it home?
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to come home to Lou Malnati's.
Yeah.
So I called. I said, we're trying to time it so the pizza would be there as he was coming home.
Great idea.
I called, and it was too late for delivery. They closed at 9. It was 10 to 9.
Oh.
I said, oh, darn it. I guess it's too late for delivery, huh? He goes, yeah, we stop at 8:30. And I said, all right, well, thank you. And he goes, well, you can pick it up. And I said, I can pick it up, even though it was 10 to 9.
Oh, yeah.
So they made it, and I went and picked it up, and I have a difficult time transporting pizzas in my car because if you notice, the seat on the front seat is kind of sloped down
right.
where your butt goes.
Yeah.
So what do you do to
I always put it in the trunk, always.
But then it slides around.
Mm, my trunk has pizza holders.
it in the trunk?
I got the Rocky Rococo's brand Jeep. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah. No, I anchor it down. I'll put it between a couple things that I have in my trunk, but I always put it in the trunk because I don't want to, let's say I stop fast and the pizza goes flying.
It's still going to move in the trunk.
No, because
You'd be a good delivery man.
I'd be a great delivery man. I really would.
I don't know why there was a giant rock in the front of our car. I don't really know. I seem to remember Dylan picking
when you
it up.
Giant, how
about
giant?
The size of a baked potato.
That's a good
and it was
rock.
Flat.
Yeah.
So I went to put it in the front seat, and I'm like, in my head, I go, I remember Dylan looking at that rock a while ago. I don't know why it's in the car, but I'm like, perfect. So I put it underneath the part that was sagging.
Yeah.
So the box was completely straight, and then I held it while I drove.
Perfect.
And drove very carefully, brought it home, put it on the counter, and surprisingly, none of us had any. Jim was going to arrive about 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
We didn't even open the box till he came home.
Oh, wow.
He opened the box and was shocked. He goes, you guys didn't have to wait. And I said, well, Daddy's coming home. We're going to wait.
Yeah.
He was shocked that it wasn't half eaten. We didn't even open it. We waited for him to come home.
Oh, you did the right thing.
A man and his pizza.
You did the absolute right thing.
I can't believe you thought they were going to wait for you to take a shower.
I would have.
You're home, though.
I know, but I would have. What do you make of this? One time, I went to, I won't say the name of the pizza place, but it's near me. It's in Wilmette. It's the next town over. So I go to pick mine up, and I had just gotten, I don't have this car anymore, but I had just gotten an Audi convertible, right?
I remember that car.
Which, I loved it, with like a cloth top, the convertible part
soft
that came
top.
Down. Yeah. So I go, and I'm, it's, it was one of the, it was so new. I don't know if you do this with new cars, but for the first 6 to 8 weeks that I get a car, I don't park next to any other cars. Sometimes I'll be like in a parking lot. I'll be 3 blocks away because I don't want any dings or scratches. I'm very particular about it, so I'll park far away. But with this, there was a parking spot right in front of the restaurant that we ordered our food. So I thought, I'll pull in, I'll pick up the food, I'll be back in the car in 3 minutes.
Right. Nothing bad could possibly happen.
As I'm going in, a guy's coming out with 2 pizza boxes. I'm walking in, he's coming out. And I go, I'm making the transaction, I'm giving him my name. And then when I come out, he's between his car, which was the one parked next to mine, and my car. And he's got his pizza boxes on the top of my car.
What?
While he's maneuvering things.
You don't put your pizzas on someone else's car.
That's the point I made.
Oh, my God, Bill. I honest to God would have gone berserk. What'd you do?
I just stood there and I watched him. And he turns and he sees me and he picks up the boxes. He goes, oh, sorry about this, but I was clearing some space out.
Oh my God.
That's not the way you do it, though. And he goes, it was just for a minute. I go,
it's a cloth
top. You just put greasy pizza boxes on my car top. Right. So
even if you didn't have a cloth top, you don't put stuff on other people's cars.
I don't think so either. No, I made that point a couple times to him, but he saw it otherwise. He goes, it didn't hurt. He's looking at the roof. It didn't hurt anything. There's nothing there.
I would have kicked his door.
Really?
I would have.
Would you? Yeah.
I can't.
Wendy, I was piping hot that day.
That's where the term
I was. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you some news, and then there's more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, that would be us. I was listening to a great bird song, My Back Pages.
Why wouldn't you?
It's a great song.
Wendy, if I may, I want to warn listeners that after Judy's news, we're going to tackle a subject matter that might be a little too much for some of our younger or older or more sensitive listeners.
That would be me.
Yeah. I meant you. I was saying everybody else, but I did mean you. So
I'm definitely leaving.
Are you going to leave for this?
Oh, you can stay for this.
It's too much. Welcome back, by the way,
thanks.
Judy. How was Los Angeles? Fun?
It was fabulous.
Good time? Yeah.
Good weather?
The weather is
It was cold, wasn't it?
No, what?
Jim, my husband was there, and he said it was 70, and I said, you poor baby, it's like 35 here.
No, it was 80 every day.
Was it?
Yeah, it was 89 on Saturday.
Wow.
Oh, he was in Petaluma, so that's
more north. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were swimming. That was the only mistake I made was I didn't go swimming because I was like, I don't want to stay in my bathing suit all day thinking I'll just wade in.
Yeah.
No, people were there like it was July.
Really?
It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just couldn't do it in October.
Yeah. That makes sense. Well, welcome back. You were missed. Kim Gordon ruined everything.
Stop, and she did not.
No, she was great. She was great.
She's the only reason why I hate leaving.
Yeah.
I know how good she is.
Yep. All right. We'll get you some news. And then, like I said, a topic a little sensitive.
This is the best music ever.
It wasn't just, and I don't know what it is about British comedy that they think that that's funny, but it became funny somehow. And Benny Hill would run around with an old guy named Jackie was his name.
I think you're right.
Right.
And then he went on to do all the Great America commercials.
And what did he have in his hand, though? What was he trying to hit him with?
He would hit him with the back of his hand.
I thought he had a padded thing in his hand.
And then a voluptuous woman would be running by, usually in a nurse's outfit or something.
And they would do the thing where there'd be a hallway with 9 doors, and the nurse would run in one door and then come out another. They would run in one door, and they... Yeah, I don't know why it's funny.
I don't know why it's funny either.
I won't name names, but someone who used to work here, anytime something happened here, like management made a decision that we were like, what?
Yeah.
He would go play that.
Oh, the Benny Hill theme?
And we would just laugh. That's very
funny. It's just funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And it totally made it. It made sense.
Yeah.
The minute we were like, what did they just say we should do?
Yeah.
So he would play it really loud in the newsroom.
Yeah. Benny Hill also did that thing where he would do a salute, but his hand was upside down. It was like a Vulcan. I don't know why he would do that with his fingers in his hand, but he would salute people that way.
Did you find it comical?
Yes. Every time.
Well, he certainly remembered it.
Yeah. I don't know why. It was just funny. All right. This is a final warning to anybody listening.
This is the laughter before the...
Very sensitive.
Uncomfortable laughter?
Yes.
Oh, this will be uncomfortable.
This is very uncomfortable.
I'm making Bill lead this one because I don't even...
All right. We all know the story of comedian Louis C.K., correct? Louis C.K., one of, I would say, one of the biggest stand-up comedy comedians of the last 10, 15 years. There are I can't even say charges because he's admitted to these. So
self-love in front of people.
The thing that he enjoyed the most, or certainly
now
one
I know
of the
what
things,
C stands for. Louis C.K. I often wondered. Chipper? No.
Louis, no.
Charles?
No. Christopher? Mm-mm. Keep going. So, the thing that Louis enjoyed was...
Yes, we get it.
Servicing himself in front of women.
But where's the Benny Hill music?
But without their approval, right?
Well,
In some cases, yes.
Here's
in
the
some
weird
cases,
thing.
No.
He would say something like, "I'm going to go do this now," and I just had read some of these reports, and I don't remember who said it, but a lot of women would be like, "Okay,
yeah,
Louis,
ahead.
Go
You're
ahead.
You're not going to do that
because in a million years, the guy's funny and
right.
goofy.
So that would be one case without their approval.
Right.
Right.
That would be
right.
One.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But he's, in all fairness, he said he was going to do it. It's just they didn't believe him.
Right.
Yeah, go
you
ahead,
know, that's
Louis.
Not fair.
I know.
Yeah, no, that's
I know.
Not, yeah, no, it's not even. It's that's
right.
That was just, I mean, his in.
Right.
That's his in. Or
right.
He couldn't just say, all right, seriously, he'd have to do it that way so they wouldn't leave.
Right.
Hoping that some of them would be too shocked to leave, right?
Yeah, I just, it's not like he made them uncomfortable, but he didn't do anything to them. You
but
know, there's like different layers of
but the
bad
angle
behavior.
That some of the women took, and rightfully so, was he was in a position of power.
Yes, and that's
like at this point, he's not just a comedian; he's also
a
TV producer.
Right.
So they thought this is going to be bad for my career if I, you know,
right.
say anything or do anything or let him know how awful this is.
At least I don't have to take my clothes off. Probably a lot of them
maybe,
but that's
yeah.
what I mean.
Right.
It didn't cross over that line. It's still erratic behavior
right.
and not proper.
No. I would call that sexual abuse. Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
I think that crosses.
Yeah.
The line.
Yeah. So when confronted with this,
it does.
Where many of the other people, so, other guys in similar situations fought it, Louis C.K. said, yeah, I did those things, right? Does that make it better or worse? That's up to, I guess, everybody to decide. But one of the interesting aspects of it was they asked Sarah Silverman about it. Now, all this happened about a year ago, right?
Maybe a little longer.
Yeah?
Almost.
Was it over a year ago? Yeah, I bet it was over a year ago. Yeah. So Sarah Silverman's stance on this was, I love the guy, but I don't love what he did.
Right. He's my friend. I will love him.
Yeah.
I do love him.
Yeah. She was very adamant about the way this is tearing at her heart because she's known him for years and years and years. She's been friends with him for all that long. She considers him a genius, but what he did was obviously wrong. So how do you balance those two things? Well, now it turns out, Sarah Silverman says, she was one of the women that he did this in front of. Like, a year and a half ago or a year ago when this came out, she seemed shocked by it, but now she's not seeming shocked by it. She's copping to the fact that she was one of the women that he did this
in front of. And was she okay with it?
She didn't seem
she
shocked
was.
To me.
She when the allegations came down.
When did she come out and say, he's my friend, I don't like what he's done, but was it right
very,
away?
Very soon after, maybe a couple of weeks when he was...
No, because I don't recall her ever going, what? He did what?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what I mean.
I don't either. She just came out and made a statement saying, listen,
said,
this is bad, but I love him.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Because she,
yeah,
so they're... I'm
yeah.
So you can't paint it the other way because I think she knew the whole time, but
you know,
didn't say anything. Happened to me too.
Right.
All right, here's why it is harassment. Because, you know, if Bill all of a sudden started doing something, I would leave the room. I'd go, really? You
yes.
can't wait till you get home. We have the shortest shift. Oh, John Williams too. But you can't wait till you get home. But I wouldn't like. I'd be. You jerk. But I mean, I wouldn't stay around. I wouldn't accuse him of.
You would forever, ever think differently of Bill. Laugh if that
you
happened.
Would.
That would,
you
that,
have
would never
to.
Be the same again. You would never be able
well,
to work with him
for
again.
Bill, but for anybody else here, I wouldn't. For
no,
you, that
you
would be weird.
No, because
thanks.
It's.
No, that's a compliment.
I
we have
thanks.
To step back and think about
yes, you would.
What Bill.
I hate I'm
would,
so sorry I used
back.
Him as an example.
Because, but no, he's a good example. But how about we have to think about how over the bounds he went
right.
to start it.
Right.
But I can't believe anybody would do that in front of someone. I really, that's
it goes
just
back to what you said, the whole power thing. Right? And I'm not sure because I don't know the story well enough, but I'm going to say these many of these victims were women who wanted to get into the business.
Yes.
Who were like, oh, I'm hanging out. He's got power.
There were other stand-up comics and writers.
Right. Yeah. Now, the fact that he did it to Sarah Silverman is kind of...
By the way, and her sister at different times. I'll get into that.
But again, did he help them? Did he ever help her? In
I don't think...
They were peers, weren't
right.
they?
Yeah, they were, I would say at the time, Sarah Silverman's star may have shone brighter
a
than
a little
his.
Than his.
Yeah.
And what happens when you do it once or twice and nothing happens?
Yeah, but see,
and nothing happens.
You think
you
it's
do
okay
it 10
to
more
keep
times.
Doing
you
it.
Do it 20, yeah. And then you're shocked when people are upset.
Right.
I'm shocked that this is a power trip because to me, it demonstrates like extreme weakness. It does. It's like, you know, oh, I'm not doing it anywhere else. So to me, it's not like a power trip. It's like
no, it's not a power trip. He's just using it's a total weakness, but he knows he has the power. He's using
part of the thrill in this for him.
Yes, he knows. Yeah, because why?
That's a weird interior.
Okay, let's put
fault,
it this way.
Then.
In any other life like ours here in Chicago, and someone did that, done. They would either they'd be their girlfriend and they would still see the girl. They'd be arrested.
Yeah.
Or it would not because, you know what I'm saying? It would never happen in normal life because
you would complain to somebody.
Quickly, someone would say something and be like, what are you, like you with Bill? You'd be like, what are you doing?
Todd, I gotta tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You would, it wouldn't be the same. Now, you're sitting in front of him, and you're like, I really need that gig next week at Second City or whatever.
So let's just get this over with and see
what
happens.
Why are they there in his apartment to begin with?
Right.
Because...
And some of them were in his apartment, wasn't it?
No, in like hotels and stuff. Like I remember there was a story about him. He was working with a woman comedian, and it was after a show, and I guess they were going to go out to eat afterwards, and she was waiting for him in the hotel room.
And if you're not dating them, I would trust him. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely. You're working together.
Yeah.
Maybe she opened for him, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And then, you know what? It's like, God, this has played over and over. Then she goes and tells someone, and they're like, ugh.
Right.
Like you, Wendy, kind of a little bit sympathetic. Like, well, all right, he didn't touch you, and you really need this gig, so you don't say anything.
But who do you tell? I mean, I wouldn't call the police for that.
No, you call up Wendy, your girlfriend, and tell her, and she's like, all right, he didn't touch you.
Yeah.
But this still is not normal.
It's not normal, but you know what? You need this job.
Right.
Or you need to know him. Because if you don't, you're telling everyone.
Well, that's why it in this story that just came out yesterday from Yahoo, Sarah Silverman says, you don't want to lump Louis C.K. in with guys like Bill Cosby. But there are parallels. When I was doing stand-up, so many of the guys I worked with over the years had Bill Cosby stories that are now what we know. But at the time, like, nobody knew that about Bill Cosby. Everybody would go, no, that's America's favorite TV dad. He would never do anything below board, ever. Bill Cosby, come on. But I worked with so many guys that knew him or somebody who had just worked with him and goes, after the show, he's hitting on women. He's got women all over the
place. So the inner circles of comedy already knew that when we heard it. We were appalled and shocked and didn't believe he could do something.
He's hitting on girls all the time, or was it he's drugging them and raping them?
I never heard that.
Because there's such a difference.
I never heard that. I always heard... You know, he's
a real
got,
ladies' man.
He's a womanizer.
A blonde woman ready as soon as the show's over. The woman's waiting for him in the hotel and stuff. It was always stories like that.
And even in this case, if it's consenting, go for it. I mean, if it's consenting,
sure.
But
yeah, but it's not.
And I don't know. See, maybe that's where Wendy's.
Well, Sarah Silverman in Sarah Silverman's version of it, it is consenting. I'll tell you what she says. Sarah Silverman got candid about her longtime friendship with Louis C.K. in a new interview on Howard Stern Show on Monday. In it, she admitted that he had pleasured himself in front of her, too. However, she didn't have the same feelings about it that multiple women who accused him of sexual misconduct did and likely still do. While the star of Hulu's I Love You, America with Sarah Silverman stated during the interview that what her brother, she called him her brother, CK, which makes it even weirder.
Yeah, I would not, you know, allow
even if
that
you love him
hang.
Like a brother, let's leave it out for a minute. Let's,
that's kinky.
Yeah. Did to his accusers was wrong. She said, it's all very black and white until it comes to your front door and the bad guy is somebody that you love. She went on to say that she didn't think he should be lumped in with serial rapist Bill Cosby or Harvey Weinstein. His pathology is permission-based, she said. Interesting.
In a trickery kind of way, though.
I agree with you. I totally agree.
Because how did this come out? Did someone
There were two women that were in a comedy troupe of some kind. They were the first ones, I think, who came
forward. Right, there were two, and even they were kind of like, they didn't give permission because they left.
They did not.
Right? And they're the ones who...
But two quickly became five, and by the time it reached to five, people were all over him going, hey, there's all these allegations.
Those two came right out and said it.
Yeah.
The other ones didn't, but again, we don't know...
Right.
Why.
Right.
The why is always very important.
No, you're right. It's very important. I'm not saying it's okay. This is Sarah Silverman's words. I'm not saying it's okay. Because once he got famous, even just in the comedy community, that changes everything and it makes it not okay. Now, I disagree with that. I don't think it was okay whether he's famous or not. It's, in my opinion, it's not okay.
Well, I don't think, and as I said, I don't think it's going to be happening too much.
Maybe he was more
careful.
If
you're not famous and rich and powerful,
right.
Yeah, people are going to be like, huh.
Don't you
like
think
Wendy
was...
kind of gave you
well,
that look.
Well, it's not okay, but it's like, I can leave the room. You know, he's
right.
not touching me.
Right.
I'd be like, seriously? Come on.
Yeah.
And but there are people that aren't as forward as me that wouldn't be able to say that, you know?
Yeah,
that,
right.
Yeah.
And what's permission? Whipping it out and then saying, do you mind? Or
I think he asked.
Permission is, I'm going to about to do this.
Yeah.
I feel like, no, it was happening. And then he was like, are you guys okay with this?
No, because I remember some of the reports, they'd say, do you mind if I do this? And they're like, yeah, sure.
You're not going to do it.
Right.
Then,
like,
oh,
so they say,
it.
Yeah,
now,
go
that is
ahead.
Trickery. That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a good trickery there, boy.
It says here, Sarah Silverman noted that he, Louis C.K., took responsibility for his behavior. He apologized, even though that was controversial. If you'll remember,
yes.
He wrote out an apology, but without ever saying, I'm sorry. And some people went, oh, did he have to? But yeah, if you're apologizing, you have to say you're sorry. And that he wants to make it right versus the men who deny the accusations against him. She said she was talking about Brett Kavanaugh at that point.
I think it means something that he fessed up to it, because, I mean, how do you solve a problem? You first have to admit you have.
Right. Absolutely.
So that makes and I just don't think it's as bad as the other ones.
The fact is, there are varying degrees of sexual assault.
That's it
legally,
right there.
You know what I mean?
That's
it
right
is.
There.
I hate to say it, because in my head, it's all the same. It's yeah, you're right. It's
people
not
get very
touching.
Upset.
Yes. But the fact is, there's
I agree
sexual
with you.
Assault, there's rape, there's, you know, felony
harassment.
Rape, there's harassment, there's so many different...
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, if you were going to put that in the legal light, you should get your guy on here.
Now listen
Mr.
to this
legal.
Part.
Oh, Rich Lankoff.
Rich, he's good.
Sarah Silverman, who noted in the interview multiple times that comedians are freaks, freaky, and perverted...
You're not.
I'm not.
There are a lot.
I worked with a couple of guys over the years that you thought you heard and saw everything, and I would hear stories and see things, and I would go, how do you survive? How do you make it through this world with that sort of attitude? There was one guy I worked with on the road whose thing was he would get a motel room, and he would get a girl, and he would always leave the drapes open so that people could watch them having sex as they were passing by on the way to their motel. And I go, what? Why? And he goes, it's the greatest thing in the world. Knowing people are watching you while you're doing that. I go, wow.
Wow.
That's awful. He said he could. He said,
that to me is abuse. If I walk by and see that, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I mean, let's face it. Every industry has its.
Oh.
Radio, come on.
I know. I'm thinking of radio.
Freaks, totally freaks and geeks here on radio.
And all over the place. Sexual, you know, to just tics, whatever.
Yep.
I mean,
I'm pretty normal the more I think about it.
Are you, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty normal.
Yeah.
And if I'm normal, imagine some of the abnormal.
Woo, abnormal, My standards just went haywire there.
Sarah Silverman continued, I'm not going to regret saying this, but I have known him, Louis C.K., forever. I'm not making excuses for him. Please don't take it that way. We are peers. We are equals. She then said, so when we were kids, and he asked if he could touch himself in front of me. Sometimes I'd go, F yeah, I want to see that. It's like science. So she thought it was kind of a novelty.
They knew each other when they were little kids?
No, I think she says kids, meaning they were just younger.
Okay, because I did that with a neighborhood kid just to see what it looked like because I had never seen one.
Oh. Oh. Where is that kid today?
I don't know why people... This is the mistake you're talking about him right now.
Yeah.
This is the mistake people make. They just talk too much. Sarah?
You think so?
Sarah obviously grew up with this... Whatever, since they were 20s, whatever. She loves him like a brother. I mean, my God, that's it.
Yeah.
I am so sad by this, but I'm not gonna, I'm standing by him. He's part of my family, whatever.
If they were friends that way, I would have thought she would have been left out of this, that in his head he'd go, I value this person way too much to mess up a relationship by doing something like this. Even if she would have said, hey, right.
Well, you know, you got to calm down there. You're going to get in trouble.
Right. Right.
But no.
Silverman.
And she was on Stern's show. And I'm sorry. Stern presses your buttons and has you answer. Not that she said anything she wasn't planning to.
Right.
But when you're being interviewed by Howard Stern,
I believe she said so much.
Yeah, yeah. I believe you give a better story,
yes.
too.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like whoever's shampooing your hair. You know how if you go in and you get hair shampooed at a haircut place, you just say if for some reason it's something about them massaging your scalp, you just give in. You just tell them
really,
anything.
Really, the first thing I'm always like, I robbed a bank.
That is a way to make you talk.
Yeah.
I stole my coworker's pen.
Silverman said that she can't be compared to CK's accusers because he could offer me nothing, suggesting that he had no power over her. That might be the difference in this, is that with these other girls, they were trying to achieve something either through stand-up or writing, and he was a bigger figure that could have helped them, you know?
So, I mean, there was something sexual between them.
Yeah.
I don't care how she plays it.
Yeah.
If she allowed it and said, yeah, and I had no problem with it, they had a thing going.
Yeah. We were only just friends, she said. So sometimes, yeah, I wanted to see it. It was amazing. Sometimes I'd be like...
That's weird, too.
Blanking gross. No. And then we'd get a pizza. I'm not saying what he did was okay.
You know what? I'm beginning to think she's the problem.
Sarah Silverman is the problem?
Well, you'd think she would have said something like, dude, come on. You don't do that with... Even joke about it. I find it weird that she noticed it and then let him continue doing it. That's what I find weird.
I wonder, my take on it is, and I know, based on nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe he didn't have a lot of ladies in his life, and she was giving him some relief that way.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You know what? I really love this guy, and I'm not embarrassed, and go ahead. If that's what it takes, let me help you out.
My friendships with guys are a little different than that.
Yeah.
Dramatically different? Just a little different. All right.
I really, and especially guys like you're really close friends with, that would make it even weirder.
Because
there's
no married, right? They're not.
Yeah, but there was no chemistry. Like they weren't flirting. Like they were gonna maybe do the hookup.
Right.
They're just friends, and that is kind of like being with your brother. And that's when you would go, come on.
Right.
But don't you know people who just their relationship? They were friends, but they were also there's a phrase, blank buddies,
yeah.
where that sex is a component of the friendship.
Yeah. People do all sorts of weird things.
Yes.
What we're calling weird. Every day you hear about something like this and you're like, ugh. I mean, it just happens. It's just, it doesn't float my boat.
Right.
God, I can come up with those all day long.
Always nautical. Judy makes everything nautical.
Well, I'm not as shocked as I used to be because.
I'm still shocked at everything. I mean, I'm a little shocked,
but I'm not horribly shocked. It's like, all right. Because we just had a discussion about it, and it could be any number of those things we said.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's some part of me that says, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Right.
But I understand why people do it.
In her case, she was consenting of it.
Yes.
So
I look at him and I say to myself, there's a guy who's not having a lot of sex.
Right.
I don't think. I don't know, but you're right. If he had all the power, he should be able to just...
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But, I mean, I just... People have their quirks and their needs and their...
Yep. We have to go. The Lieberman Bar Mitzvah is scheduled in 10 minutes. We got to help them set up the tables. All right.
You sure it's not a bris?
Yeah, it might be. It could be. All right, we'll take a quick break and then say goodbye. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.